Scientists and researchers crave new data, and that's been spotlighted for all of us in the fight against COVID-19. Arizona's release of CV-related numbers by zip code on Sunday has given them considerably more to work with, even as there's hope for more to come in the near future. Mark Adams, an associate professor in the College of Health Solutions at ASU, is with me to talk about how having more figures could make a difference in finding solid answers on the coronavirus. Mark, to what extent do these numbers show what we're doing right and what we could be doing better?
Yeah, I think it provides some clues. What we initially had were data on the time course of the virus here in Arizona. So that epidemiologic curve that everyone's been talking about flattening. And those data were fundamental early on because of the prevailing consideration of trying to make sure our healthcare system could cope with the pending peak. But now that there are more data on who and where the cases have been occurring and deaths have been occurring, this will allow us to get a better idea of how the virus has been playing out in Arizona across both persons and geography.
We've obviously all been more involved in trying to learn more about this, but we're not necessarily people who parse all the numbers all the way. So is there something both for the researchers and the layperson to really get out of this?
I think so. And it's been fascinating to watch people learn about epidemiology in real time. I think what the dashboard is providing is continuing information to help inform the public. I think the data on where the virus is occurring and kind of provides some useful information and sort of reinforces the point or the practices of social distancing. And what we're seeing is that we're faring pretty well. But what it's also showing or providing to researchers is a better glimpse at, you know, how Arizona is consistent or different with other states and the rest of the country.
Does this data at all help us understand whether Arizona is following the track of certain states or whether Arizona has actually learned anything from any other states?
It's a little bit hard to tell at this point. What we can see is that what we're currently doing is working. It's having an impact on that peak, and we're slowly pushing that peak further and further out so that we can have more time to prepare. But what we are seeing is some similarities in terms of age groupings. So older adults are in Arizona are more likely to die of COVID if they contract COVID, and men are also more likely to die than women. Those two person factors are similar in other states.
Because zip code designations don't always take into account complete information. I mean, there are zip codes, let's say lower income zip codes, that do have some higher income neighborhoods and vice versa. What do you think of approaching it this way, at least for now, with the zip codes?
Yeah, so zip codes are more informative than counties, which is the way that the data were initially reported. So I think for the public, they're helpful, and they're something that everyone knows, the zip code of their home or business. But zip codes are not a great administrative boundary for researchers, and that's because zip codes don't have any demographic information that's usually summarized by that boundary. And as you mentioned, there can be variation even within an entire zip code, the area of a zip code. So somebody who lives in the middle of a zip code versus a boundary of a zip code wouldn't necessarily be experiencing the same socio-demographic conditions in their neighborhood. So a smaller geographic unit would be more ideal. And one that's aligned with our census would allow us to really sort of utilize the power of the data that's being as being summarized.
How much do you think we can learn so far based on this data about minority health disparities, which we're already concerned about in terms of whether it's African Americans or Latinos? And of course, we've seen some of the issues going on in the Navajo Nation, and this data doesn't include cases on that yet. And that's an area that is struggling at this point to contain the pandemic, just had a curfew. What does this illustrate as far as what we do know about minority health disparities and what we don't?
Well, surprisingly, the data that was made available is incomplete on race. So over half of the data on race and ethnicity for cases and deaths are missing. And that's unfortunate because it limits our ability to examine some of the questions that you've asked and some of the trends we've seen in other places. But what has been provided suggests that that Native Americans appear to have a higher case fatality rate than non-Hispanic whites, and also greater than Hispanics and African Americans. So these are really preliminary and incomplete. So it's an incomplete picture at best, but the trends are starting to support that, that observation.
Based on where we're at and based on what's been released so far, do you think this was an initial step? Let's get it out there, and then maybe there could be tweaks to it?
Absolutely. I want to applaud Department of Health Services for providing more information and transparency. But as a researcher, I know that making data available to the public is difficult and it's timely. And so I think my sense is this is the initial step, and hopefully there'll be some adjustments and refinements, and ideally even separate data that can be provided to researchers on a more fine grain level, but yet provide some level of confidentiality to protect private information.
So Mark, we talked about the data that is available here. If you had your druthers and you could have all the information you wanted, what are some other aspects of information you'd love to have?
Yeah, so I think three things. One would be reporting on underlying medical conditions such as hypertension, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and also possible risk behaviors such as smoking for those who unfortunately died. Second, cases and deaths aggregated or summarized to census boundaries for the reasons I mentioned. And then also data and some descriptive information about those who recover from COVID-19.
Mark Adams is an associate professor in ASU's College of Health Solutions.